If someone's watching me have sex, you know what? That's okay. I don't mind.
No, it's not.
You can watch me. You might learn something.
Okay, man. Speaking slowly, so you can understand. Just a couple of teachers, just doing a thing. Here we go. Speaking slowly, so you can understand. Just a couple of teachers. No. Slow? Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Binky Boy.
What's up, my favorite Canadian man?
How are you, my friend?
I've got something to say to you.
Okay, do you have a bone to pick with me?
No. I wanted to express my gratitude.
Oh, okay. Well, what?
No, I said it a bit aggressively.
Yeah, I thought you had a bone to pick with me by tone of your voice.
I want to tell you something.
What? Well, go on.
Well, thank you very much for having me and my son to your daughter's birthday party today. He had a great time.
Yesterday was my daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
We invited four different kind of families.
Yeah.
Thank you for making it.
No, it was fantastic. It's been such a long time since I've been to like a kid's birthday party.
Don't your younger kids have birthday parties?
Well, you know, with all the corona stuff, it hasn't really happened.
Oh, really? So has corona stopped kids from having, like, fun birthday parties?
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, I don't know if it's sort of part of Japanese culture to have sort of big kids' birthday parties. I just don't know. I guess it is.
Yeah, in Western culture, tell me if it's different in Australia, but in North American culture, the kids would all come to your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you would play some games. My dad would make some silly games.
Right, you do some silly games. You have some cakes and snacks.
Yeah, and it's at someone's house.
Right, at the house. And the parents hang out together, you know, and the kids play. And yeah, birthday cake and opening presents time and all that stuff.
Yeah. So you've never had that experience in Japan?
No. I mean, just with family here a little bit, but nothing like that. That was like a real party.
Wow. So my daughter's birthday party was your first birthday party in Japan?
Yeah, well, officially, like the first proper kid's birthday
really?
Party. For my kids, since I've become a father.
That makes me very happy.
Well, it made us happy too, including a little take-home party bag. Classic.
Yeah, we call that a goodie bag.
Yeah, so do we. A little goodie bag full of goodies.
You know, kids, when someone is getting presents,
yeah,
you know, they want to also get something.
Yeah, they do.
So that's why we have goodie bags, so that all the kids get a little kind of gift.
Yeah, usually it's a little bag of like lollies, you know, like candies.
Lollipops, candy. Yeah,
that kind of
stuff.
Your bag was very generous, though. It had some actual like
really
gifts.
What was in it?
That was like a little snack cup, a little towel.
Like a little pre-packaged snack.
Yeah, and it was nice because, you know, my older sons were kind of jealous that only my youngest one.
They couldn't
one,
come to the party.
Yeah, they were a bit sad.
Yeah, the party was only for, like, babies.
Oh, they would have destroyed the whole party. But They were happy in the end because Cairo shared his snacks with them, shared his goodies.
Oh, that's nice.
So in the end, everybody was happy. So thank you. It was a great party.
Yeah. And we did the Japanese game called Erabitori.
Yeah.
Where you put objects that represent some kind of career on the floor.
Right.
And you see which one the baby is going to choose.
Right. And your daughter crawled straight to the packet of condoms.
Ben.
Was that what she chose?
No, Ben. Pen. She chose the pen.
Oh, the pen. That's right, the pen.
I had a pen, some money, a microphone, a measuring tape, various items that represent various careers.
She's a smart girl. She chose the
pen. Yeah, she chose the pen. So I guess that's like being an academic
teacher
type. Or a writer or a writer, something like that.
A journalist.
It's just a fun activity. It doesn't really mean anything.
No, it's not. She has to be a writer now.
Well, she ignored the microphone.
Yeah, I was...
Come, the microphone. The microphone's right here.
I was hoping she'd go for something musical, something podcasty.
She chose the boring old pen. Oh.
Well, hey, now, there's nothing boring about a pen.
I know. The imagination. She can use her imagination and create anything she wants.
Yes. Great writing has certainly shaped my life. Reading the great authors. So maybe your young daughter will become a famous author.
Oh, who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows indeed?
Anyway, thank you for coming. Thank you for remembering to come. You didn't even remember my birthday, but you remembered to come to my daughter's birthday party, and I was very surprised that you brought a gift.
Why would that surprise you?
Shocked, actually. I was shocked.
You think I'd come to the party empty-handed?
That's exactly what I thought you were going to do.
You have a very low opinion of me, Abe.
No,
it's
I don't. Just...
Unwarranted.
I mean, you know, you didn't even remember my birthday, and I know birthdays are maybe not a big deal for you. I don't know.
You're an old man. You've got one foot in the grave. Adult birthdays are not important.
Yes, I agree. Adult birthdays are not very important.
It's all about the kids. Happy memories.
You know, we made a cake for my daughter, but she's too young to blow out the candles.
Yes.
But then... Your son.
He wanted to blow those candles out.
He was like, I want to blow out the candles. Let me try.
It's my birthday.
We lit the candles again and we let your son blow them out.
That was very kind. A little too kind. I felt like he stole your daughter's thunder.
No, you know, it doesn't matter because she doesn't even know what's happening.
I don't know. I think she'll always remember and she'll want revenge when she's older.
Anyway, Ben, you told me earlier that we have some kind of question. Here we go. If you've got a question, hit it. Anything's okay. Anything's okay, man.
Anything. If you've got a
question, what can you do? What can
what
you
can
do?
You do?
Why, cause Ben and Abe will answer you.
Yeah.
So, what kind of question do you have for us today, Ben?
Well... this question's a little bit spooky.
A spooky question.
A little bit spooky, a little bit scary.
Well, that's appropriate because October is a spooky month. Yep, it's when everything is dying.
Everything's dying? All the ghosts, the zombies, the vampires, the mummies,
the
demons. The
leaves are falling off the trees. The plants are shriveling up and turning brown.
Yeah, die, everything's dying. I love it.
It's a spooky time of year.
Yeah, it's Halloween season.
All right, what's the spooky question?
Well, this listener asks, and appropriately, it's Anonymous H for Halloween.
All right, Anonymous Halloween.
He or she or they would like to know, have we ever had a supernatural or paranormal experience?
Ooh, supernatural or paranormal?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Very similar, very similar.
Like a ghost or any kind of, like, aliens or...
Yeah, ghosts, aliens,
spirits,
demons, spirits.
Stuff like that.
Possession.
Supernatural or paranormal.
Yeah, scary stuff. Now,
I have a very open mind.
Okay.
I think it's possible we could be living in, you know, multiple dimensions, and maybe there are other dimensions existing that we just can't see. I don't know.
Okay.
About any of that stuff. Anything is possible.
Well, anything is possible. And me too. I'm a bit of a skeptic.
I don't really believe in, like, ghosts and stuff like that, though. Like,
yeah, I think we're similar that way. We're both kind of skeptics, meaning we need hard evidence or proof before we can believe something completely.
Yeah. So I've never had an experience myself that made me think, oh, ghosts are real. But I have seen someone having that experience.
Is that right?
I've seen it. I was in the same room.
You were in the room when somebody was having a paranormal experience.
When someone was seeing a ghost, yeah.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I think I've told this story some podcast in the past, probably in GoGo.
I've never heard this.
One of my best friends, Big Rook Teruki.
Big Rook.
He was having some problems with his girlfriend.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Yeah. And they were living together.
Okay.
And
this is already scary.
They were having big problems.
Oh, they were fighting a lot.
Like, she tried to kill him.
Oh, like physically.
Physically, yes. She tried to run him over with her car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she was drinking and driving, and she was a little bit crazy.
Yeah, a little bit?
Yeah. Anyway.
Takes more than that to kill Big Rook.
Yeah. He was scared. So he decided to stay at my house instead of go home to her.
You're a good friend.
Yeah. So we went out drinking.
Sure.
Me and Teruki and my other friend Mike.
Okay.
And we all decided to just stay in my apartment because I lived near the drinking area of downtown.
Yeah, three drunk boys in the same room.
Yeah, I mean, back then, this was very normal for us.
Was it paranormal?
Now, you know, like when you're young, it's like, oh, just stay at my place. Like, you know, just crash on my sofa. No problem. Oh, thanks.
Hey, the listener asked for a ghost story, not a gay story.
Okay, sorry. So I wake up. It's early in the morning.
Okay.
Hungover. And I hear someone go,
uh-oh. Oh, no.
Moaning like that. And I thought it was my friend Mike. So without even sitting up, just like lying in bed, I said, fuck. I said, you know, Mike, shut up.
Shut the fuck up, Mike.
Like, everyone's hungover, not only you. You don't have to go,
Stop being a big baby.
Yeah. And Mike said back to me in a very clear voice, he said, dude, it's not me. That's Teruki.
Okay.
And then both Mike and I sat up and looked at Teruki, and his arm was up in the air.
Yeah.
But his body was face down on the floor.
Oh, okay. That's a weird and position.
Very weird. And he was going, like making these horrible sounds.
Like he was really scared of something.
Yeah. And then finally, he suddenly jumped up, and he said, "Oh yeah, bye, yeah, bye! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! Oh my God! Like, oh my God! There's a ghost! There's a ghost! There's a ghost! Oh my God, Abe! There's a ghost in here."
He's talking about ghosts.
Yeah. So apparently, the ghost was pulling his arm.
Because it sounds like he was reliving. The girlfriend attack in a dream or something. Like, don't run me over.
No, well, yeah. So he said, there's a ghost, blah, 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 there's a ghost. And I, you know, I was just laughing like, ha ha. Like, I didn't take it seriously.
Right. But he was, he was convinced.
He was absolutely convinced. Even now, to this day, he says, I saw a ghost in Abe's apartment.
Oh, shit. Did he describe the ghost?
Yeah, well, I said, oh, is it a boy or a girl? And he said, oh, it's a girl. And I said, oh, is she cute?
You dirty, dirty dog. That's your first thought,
and
Rook isn't it?
Said, I don't know. It was a ghost. And I said, well, either way, she's probably better than your crazy fucking girlfriend.
That's true. That's true.
That's, yeah. Anyway, so that happened. And one time when I was a teenager, I was skateboarding outside at night.
Okay.
There was this public area where we all used to skateboard.
Skate ghost?
No. In the distance, on the horizon.
Okay.
Far off in the sky, on the horizon, there were these lights, looked like a rocket ship shooting up.
Right.
And one of my friends noticed it and said, bro, look up there. And we all looked at it, and it was something that I've just never seen before, these lights shooting up in the sky.
Like colored lights?
Like, just like streaking lights, but like lots of them, and like coming from something.
Were you drinking at the time?
No.
No?
No. We were teenagers. It looked like the lights were going up. When it was far away on the horizon, it looked like the lights were going up, but actually it was something coming from space.
Oh, it was coming down.
Yeah, but when you're looking at it from so far away, it actually looks like it's going up. But then it comes over your head. So this thing flew from way far away on the horizon, and then it streaked across the sky above our heads, through the sky.
Was this maybe the Northern Lights?
No, it was intense, fantastic lights. It wasn't outer space. It was in the sky.
In the Earth's atmosphere.
In the Earth's atmosphere. That's what I'm saying. Like, it fell from space, so it looked like it's going up, but actually it's just so far away. It was coming like... Do you know what I mean? Because the Earth is round?
Yeah, yeah. It was a kind of a visual illusion.
It was coming down through space, but we're looking so far away that it actually looks like it's coming up in the sky.
It was way off in the distance.
Way off. And then it flew above our heads. And it was like hundreds of streaking lights right above us. And it just kept going over us.
Maybe the Canadian Army Air Force doing some kind of test.
We thought it was aliens.
Of course.
We were like, aliens! Aliens! I went back home. I'm like, guys, there's aliens! Like, to my brothers. And apparently it was a satellite that crashed.
Oh, so you found the reason.
Yeah, it was in the news later.
Oh, okay.
It was a satellite that crashed.
Lucky it didn't crash on you.
Well, I think it burned up. Like, the lights we saw were the pieces of the satellite breaking apart and burning up.
Yeah, but still, sometimes when space junk or satellites re-enter the atmosphere, people have been hit before by these kinds of things.
It happens. Very, very rare, but it happens. So anyway, those two experiences were the most like supernatural or paranormal, but like one of them was just my friend having an experience, and the other one later found out it was a satellite crashing. But boy, it was fantastic at the time. It was spectacular.
Don't call me boy. Secondly,
man, it was spectacular.
That's better. Is that better? I'm a man. I got hair on my balls.
Okay, Ben. How about you?
Well, that's pretty intense experiences you had. Mine are no way near as intense as that.
What are yours?
I've had two as well that sort of stand out in my memory. Mm-hmm. The first was when I was about 6 years old. I was in my bedroom alone. My brother was not born yet, so I was an only child at this
point. What? You're 6 years older than Toby?
Yeah, five or six, yeah. I remember it was just before he was born. And I was in my room all alone. The windows were closed. There was no fan in the room, nothing. It was very still. The air was very still.
Okay.
And it was a warm night. It wasn't full on summer yet, but it was getting warm. So I had just a bed sheet, you know, not a blanket.
Okay.
And you know when it's kind of a hot night, you sort of move around the bed. Looking for the
sure.
cold,
you're tossing
the cold
and
spots.
Turning, trying to get comfortable.
You're looking for those sweet little feel-good cold spots, you know.
Sure, right. You're tossing and turning, trying to get comfortable.
You put your hand under the pillow, you move here, you move there, tossing and turning. And at one point, I hung my leg off the side of the bed.
Okay.
So my leg was hanging down.
All right.
And something or someone went, like, blew. The best way I can describe it is like somebody blowing on your leg, like blowing out birthday candles.
What? That's so creepy.
It was a sharp, a short, sharp kind of wind that hit my leg.
So it was like a, not just like a little breeze. It was like a.
It was, yeah, it was very defined. And you know, I was a pretty normal kid. You know, I didn't panic easily, and I didn't believe in ghosts even then. But it scared me enough to call my parents.
And what did they do?
Well, they came in, and you know, my dad checked under the bed. No monsters there. The window was closed. Nothing in the cupboards. I think I probably slept with my parents that night. I was fucking freaked out, like, and I still remember it. It's sort of burned into my memory.
Okay.
It's not much.
I mean, but it was freaky, just... but that's a pretty crappy story. I mean,
I know, but it
a
was
little
just...
bit of wind on your leg. That's it.
No, but it was, look, I couldn't explain it, and I still can't. But
it
yeah,
still
like
creeps
I said,
you out to this
it still
day.
Creeps me out. You know, that's the point. It's not such a right. dramatic story, but it stayed with me.
It was so clear, like something or someone blew on your leg.
Yeah, I mean, 35 years later, I still remember it crystal clear.
Wow.
Yeah, so there was that. I
okay,
mean, that, what,
next
whatever,
one.
Whatever. sorry to disappoint our listener, but this is what you get. Okay. And the second one was pretty creepy. So it was when me and my wife were living in Melbourne, in Australia.
Okay, yep.
And we had a small sort of one-bedroom apartment at the time.
All right, yep.
And every time I was alone in the apartment, I had a strong, strong feeling that someone was watching me.
Really?
Really, really strong. And I'd be watching TV, you know, my wife's at work or she's out with her friends. And I just felt somebody was watching me to the point where I'd go and check the kitchen or check the bedroom. It was very I think a good word to describe the feeling is unnerving.
Yeah,
super unnerving.
Everyone knows that feeling where you just feel like someone is looking at you.
You just feel it. And I know I got a sexy body and I'm a bit of a sexy kind of, you know,
okay,
guy, and I had my shirt was off.
They're probably trying to see your wife, if anything, so.
Yeah, or me. Come on. Perverts like me, too.
But
there was nobody there.
Was it an apartment that was exposed? Like, you know, could people easily spy on you?
No,
there?
It wasn't that.
What was the reason for
it was
that
a
feeling?
It was a busy apartment block. There were some crazy people living there, but it wasn't that. It was something different. It was from inside the house. So I remember mentioning it to my wife, and she looked at me in a strange way, and she said, I've had exactly the same thing.
Really? That is so creepy.
I feel really scared in this place when I'm here alone, and I've never had that in... I've lived in... countless places. I've lost track how many houses and apartments
right
I've lived
and
in.
It wasn't the most dangerous area cheapest place. It was just this,
I mean, it was
very
just a shitty little
feeling,
shitty little normal apartment. But that's the only time where I've felt uncomfortable in my house. And we didn't stay there too long, but I was glad when we moved out.
What do you guess was, you know, the cause of that, like, feeling or instinct? Do you think maybe someone had, like, put a hidden camera or something in your room?
No, I don't think it was that. I can't explain it. Maybe there was like something terrible like happened in that house.
Living in the room?
Maybe there was a suicide in that place. Or maybe, because it was kind of cheap, you know, and I always wondered, why is it so cheap? And then I was imagining maybe some guy killed his whole family here or, you know.
Oh, gosh. Something like that.
Yes. And when I told my wife that, she was angry that I had even mentioned something like that. But yeah, it was fucking weird.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That was creepy. I don't really like to. It makes me uncomfortable to remember it, to be honest. And
that you feel that was more of like a paranormal experience. Because if I was you, I would go buy one of those spy camera detector things.
Oh, what?
You can buy these like spy camera detector things.
Okay.
And like if you go to like a Love Hotel or something.
Right.
Apparently. There's a lot of spy cameras.
You've used one of these, haven't you?
No, I saw a YouTube video about spy cameras in Korea.
Oh, okay.
And apparently like if you go into like a Love Hotel in Korea and you do a proper check for like spy cameras.
Yeah.
It's fairly common to find a spy camera somewhere because the technology these days makes them so small and easy to hide.
Yes.
That like, yeah.
Maybe there is some device that could detect that, but I didn't get
because
that
feeling. Because if you have such a strong instinct and your wife also has the same feeling.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it's ghosts. I would think it's real life creeps, like spying on me.
That's a more likely explanation. But you know what? Yeah. But I don't care. That doesn't scare me.
Anything is more likely than ghosts.
If somebody wants to watch me, if someone's watching me have sex, you know what? That's okay. I don't mind.
No, it's not.
You can watch me. You might learn something.
Okay, man. All right, hey, let's wrap it up.
You might learn how to finish real quick. Wait.
That's right. This is how you do it.
See? Wham, bam, we're done.
Watch and learn, fellas.
Pass me that towel. We're done here.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, big apologies to Anonymous S.
Ah, Satan.
Anonymous S left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, thank you.
A written review. And sometimes these reviews take a few weeks before we see them. This one was left August 21st. Anyway.
Hey, better late than never.
Better late than never. Anonymous S says, listen carefully, Ben.
I'm listening.
He says, hi, it's me again who said I want to be like Ben.
Oh, okay. Well, there's lots of people who want to be like me.
I made it to Melbourne now.
Oh, shit.
I'd like to know if there's any recommendations to do here. And could you recommend good beer in Australia?
What the fuck? This is a question. This isn't...
I know. And it's in a review from like a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago. So, gosh, I'm so sorry, Anonymous S.
He's probably left Melbourne because he's waiting for recommendations that never came. All right. Listen carefully, Anonymous S. Fitzroy Street,
yes.
Chapel Street,
yes.
Brunswick Street.
What? These are just streets.
These are the streets.
Tell
with the
him
best...
what to do there.
Shush. I'm from Melbourne. Be quiet. These are the streets with the best nightlife.
Okay.
So head there, go from bar to bar and have a great night out. Stay away from King Street. Stay away from King Street.
No King Street.
Stay away from the western suburbs generally.
Western suburbs are more dangerous?
Yep, don't get caught at a train station there at night. You will lose your valuables.
East side of Melbourne is more safe.
It's much safer. The north is fun. The south is beautiful. Get down to the beach. St. Kilda.
South, east, north, all good. West, stay away.
West, no good. St. Kilda, that's where it's at. Where I was born and raised. The beachside suburb. That's where we party.
Now we're rolling. Beachside suburbs. I like that.
Summertime, it's backpackers, parties. Winter, it's go kick a penguin.
Okay, don't kick penguins. The other part of the question is, do you have any beer that you recommend in Australia?
Fuck yeah, I do. All right, don't drink VB. It's rubbish, even though that's Victoria's beer, where Melbourne is.
Don't drink VB, which is considered one of the best beers in Australia. Ben says, don't drink that.
It's junk. What you want is Coopers and James Bogues.
All right, Coopers and James Bogues.
Coopers,
James Bogues, that's a little bit expensive, though, isn't it?
Yeah, these are a little bit expensive, but you get what you pay for.
Okay. Get a good beer, get Anonymous a good beer. S.
Treat yourself, Anonymous S.
Coopers or James Bogues?
Yes, Coopers, James Bogues, yeah, or Cascade, or a million delicious craft beers in Melbourne.
Ah, craft beer, of course.
They're everywhere.
Yeah,
microbreweries everywhere.
Anyway, Anonymous S, I apologize. Really, I mean, if you want to ask questions, you should contact us directly. But we want these reviews more than anything. So thank you so much for leaving a review.
It's not your fault, Anonymous S. It's Abe's dropped the ball here. But as we say, better late than never.
When you write a review, Apple doesn't just publish any review. Your review has to be checked and make sure there's like no swear words, has to make sure it's a real review, has to make sure like, yeah, it's boring, I know, whatever. Anyway, if you want to just ask us a question, come to Twitter, FBE Teacher Talk, sorry, come to X, FBE Teacher Talk, come to Instagram, FBE Teacher Talk, that's me on X, Ben's on Instagram, ask us a question there. But more than anything, yes, please come to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review.
Thank you so much, S, and yes.
Because that helps to kind of build our show. So
much appreciation. And yeah, Abe is right, Twitter and Instagram for a fast response to your questions, that's the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, please give us an update, Anonymous S. Tell us how your Australia trip is going.
Yeah, tell us about those Australian women. Have you punched any kangaroos? Have you poked a platypus?
Okay.
Let us know.
All right. All right, Ben. Time to wrap it up, my friend.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you endlessly.
Endless love. To